Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Test 1 2 3. Testing 1 2 3. Go ahead.
Testing 1 2 3.
We've been doing that, saying testing 1 2 3. We have to come up with something new. What do you think?
Fuck your mother.
No.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know what? We haven't had a read in years, and I'm gonna tell you folks why.
Oh, but
wait, hold on. I'm gonna tell them why, because we know people don't like them.
No, people like them,
so we turn them down. You know, we're losing money because we don't want to, you people.
No, because I refuse to read a straight read.
No, I'm trying to fucking lie to them and get them to go to Amazon at least.
Oh, we don't have to lie to them to do that. You got to get a website. Put it on your, like Dr. Steve told us how to do it. Put a link on your website that they just click on, and then they can go right to Amazon, and anything they buy will go through our thing.
Okay, well, we don't have that link, so go to Amazon, and when you buy it, what is that, how you do it, the Riotcast?
I don't know. Read a thing. I don't know.
I don't know if I have anything.
Oh, my
Let's
God.
See. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I'll Nothing.
What were you going to say?
Nothing.
What the? Go ahead. Come on, talk. Talk for 1 second.
I can't. Just pause it.
No. You can talk.
No, well, I can't. I don't have anything to say. That's why I don't even want to do the podcast. I have nothing to say.
Here's the Amazon thing. Read the Amazon. Let's do that.
If you're going to buy something online, why not look at Amazon.com? First of all, the truth of the matter is...
What?
I buy a lot of shit from Amazon.com.
Everybody
does. I
should
be buying my own shit this way. I don't know why I'm not.
You don't even support your own cause.
I know. Why did I? It's like it could get a discount in a way. It's a great way to help support Riotcast and the My Wife Hates Me podcast. If you do, please go to riotcast.com/My Wife Hates Me and click the Amazon button before you shop. You can also bookmark the page for future purchases.
You don't have to read all of it. Just tell them how to do it.
Okay, go to riotcast.com/My Wife Hates Me and click on the Amazon button.
Yeah.
You're probably going to buy a lot of stuff
for Christmas.
For Christmas.
Yeah, so
this is a great way to support your local podcasters.
Yeah, if you're going to buy Christmas stuff, really, go to riotcast.com/mywifehatesme, and then you click the Amazon button, and let's fucking do it. Listen, I'm not going to lie. We put out money every month to do this podcast, and I don't mind because it helps. We plug, people come to our gigs, you know, so we all help. We all help one another out. That's how the world works. It's almost like a barter system, the world. You know what I mean? We do this podcast. Some people like it. This is entertainment. How do they pay us back? They come to the clubs. They buy the CD. They look at our movie. So, yeah, it's one person helping another, you know, in life to move ahead and, you know, take care of your responsibilities financially. So if you do this Amazon thing, I don't know why. I mean, Dr. Steve does pretty damn well. Hello?
Yeah.
Good man, good friend. Can't be doing the numbers we do because we're way, way above. You know, we're at another level than
he
a
might
doctor.
Be at another level.
He's at another level?
He might be.
He might be. You're right.
Well, I asked him to call in yesterday to our radio show, and he didn't do it.
Why not?
I don't know. Probably just helping someone go to the other side.
Yeah. Why didn't he call?
He sees a lot of death. Do you think?
Yeah.
Every single person that comes in there, he's like, "Ooh, gonna have to be saying goodbye to you soon." Depressing.
He should befriend them. You know, I mean, really befriend them. And see if he can get them to, you know, do something with the will, get his name in it. You know how people do that, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think of try to do that for a couple people? You know what I mean?
I wouldn't go, because that takes lawyers and stuff. I would just, you know, try to get them to give whatever they have in their pockets.
Or what they bring there, like watches and jewelry and stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe a safety deposit.
Like so that, you know, they put like an old Rolex in your hand. Here, honey, take this. You give it to you.
Can you talk up?
I can't because I'm dying. That character was dying, so no.
I didn't mean we do way more than Dr. Steve because he might do
better. I'm not saying we're do more than Dr. Steve but or that our podcast is better than Dr. Steve's. I'm only going to say that we're better people than Dr. Steve.
Yeah, right?
He's literally killing people all day long and stealing their things.
You think he, I don't know if he steals them. I don't think he steals them.
Manipulates.
You could be sued for lying.
Manipulates.
You could be sued, but also too.
Old people's things.
Also too, you could be sued, but you can't be sued because we're saying Dr. Steve. We're not giving last names. So there could be a million
Dr.
Steves.
Can you just stop with your suing who?
What do you mean stop with that? We've been sued 14 times since we've been married. We've won them all.
Are we allowed to talk about how we're not being sued anymore?
No, it's not.
Why not?
What's that?
I thought he said we could.
No, we got to wait. He said, I'm going to call him and
because I really want to tell that story of why we're being sued.
Yeah, but we'll wait. We can't do it yet. We'll wait till we find out. Till we get the final papers.
It's been it's settled, but
no, they got to sign papers
to talk about it.
They got. You can't talk about it now, but we were being sued. It's been settled, and we'll discuss it a little later, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I had sometimes when you get honest with people, is how you clear things up. Like when Opie and Norton had that big blowout.
Did they clear it up?
I guess they did. They're working together still, so I guess they aired out their grievances.
Mm-hmm.
A guy who's trying to book me forever, I told him, look, I don't like you. Leave me alone. But what I basically meant to say is I don't like how you treat me. I just worded it wrong. Then he called me, and we settled it today. Now, another guy today, right, this guy used to come in, and I hope you're listening.
Me? This
person. And I'm not going to attack
you. Do I have
to? This guy used to come into Opie and Anthony.
Uh-huh.
you know, he'd do stupid things. Like, he was one of those listeners that became part of the show. Like, I mean, one time he drank two bottles of X-Lax. You know, the stuff before you have a colonoscopy, you got to drink the stuff that.
Yeah.
So he put a diaper on and he drank two bottles of it.
That's hideous.
And he just stood on.
That's hideous.
He stood on a drop cloth.
Oh, God, that's just awful.
And within
without 20 minutes,
it's flying. You know what I mean?
Please, I can't.
So he was one
I
of these kind of people that would come on radio to do, you know, whatever. So he emailed me a while ago, can you do my podcast? I don't know. I was too busy. And then he emails me today, can you do my podcast? And then quickly I said, no. Then he writes back, you know, look, you could, let me read this. You guys, like, are people fucking delusional?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bonnie. Goes over Rich's emails.
No, this is a Facebook thing. Are people, are people delusional all the time?
Bonnie analyzes Rich's social media. Because before it was like, I analyze your Twitter. But let's just open it up to all social media.
Yes.
So this segment is Bonnie analyzes Rich's social media.
Okay, so here's the first. This is on Facebook.
Can I look at it?
No, I'm going to read it.
I
want to
see the person first of all.
I'll tell you who it is. You don't even know who it is. Hey, man, would you be willing to call into our podcast? I can send you more info if you are interested. Thanks. No Filter Paul. That's the guy. He used to come on to ONA, go to all the events.
Were you supposed to say his name on the air?
That's his nick. That's not his real name.
I know, but people will know who you're talking
about. Yeah, well, he's got a podcast. I'm plugging his podcast, basically. Okay. I'm giving him. This is who they had. He goes, we had Mike Buscetti and Stacey Pressman last week.
Mm-hmm.
That was their get. I wrote, not now, too busy. So when did he write this? September? Whatever, I must have been too busy. Okay, then he writes...
Uh-huh. According to what you wrote, that's all we really have to go on.
Today he writes...
what did you write? Do I need to analyze that?
I go, not now, too busy.
Not now, too busy. So, using those clues, I'm going to go with you were too busy.
Okay.
I'm going to say, not now.
Okay, so he writes today, are you available this Friday? Thanks. I write, no and never.
Okay, sounds nice.
Can you analyze it?
I'm going to guess that means don't bother me again.
Yes. He writes, ah, well, thought helping you out selling merch, etc. meant we were friends. What does this mean?
I don't know. That's like a sad face.
Oh, I thought meant we were friends. Then I wrote, shut up.
But did he help you sell merch?
No, he said if I went on. Oh wait, did he ever help me? Let me look at this again. Did he ever help me sell merch? No. He thinks me going on his part. Oh well, thought helping you out selling merch, etc. Did he ever help me? I don't think so.
Well, then if he's a liar.
Maybe he did, but still, I'm not doing it.
You could just be like, I'm out of town every Friday.
No, it's just that the fact, and he was, I did use, you know, he, I don't know. He was just a guy that used to show up at all the events. I don't know how he was connected. I don't remember. It was a while ago. I know he had a nice, I liked his car. He used to compare his car to mine. And,
something's obviously wrong with him.
Why?
Like, did he have a real job and stuff? Because he stood in a fucking diaper and let shit roll down his legs. That's why.
He was doing it for airtime.
It doesn't matter. No fucking normal human being would do that. To get on the radio? Are you kidding me?
Well, the other guy used to...
every person...
Bird, but how about the guy who let someone throw up in his mouth or something?
First of all, I've never been there when that happens. It doesn't entertain me. That must be some dude thing.
This was years ago, darn.
I don't think it's funny. I accidentally went in to O&J once when they had
Opie
all their
Anthony.
Fucking losers in there. No, I'm pretty sure Anthony wasn't there.
when they had what? Oh, we went in together that day.
Yes, and I didn't enjoy it. I don't have anything against it. I just don't want to be there for it. I don't like the smells that are going on.
Oh, they had the two girls, the ladies.
There was some sexual shit going on. It's just, you know, I'm not, that's not what I signed up for in terms of, you know,
entertainment.
Yeah, like I didn't write jokes my whole fucking life so that I could, you know, comment on whether some guy's dick is going up and down or not, you know.
What do you mean up and down?
He can just make his dick go up and down.
I do that. That's me. Not they didn't do that on radio.
Okay, yeah, they did. With somebody who is, like, possibly not, I don't want to say.
Oh.
But if you want to compare yourself and have, like, a little fucking one-off with him, that's fine by me.
I remember that day now.
You're like, I can't believe I'd be talking. This is so you, though. It's like,
I was only kidding.
You're not kidding. That's the truth of it.
I was kidding.
I know when you're kidding and when you're not.
Didn't they have? No, you're not kidding.
You're not.
Didn't they have bad porn stars that night? I was kidding about that.
No, you were.
Yes, I was.
It'd be like if you were like, these two disgusting women or whatever, and I'm like, oh, I am like that.
Oh, no. What I'm saying... No, listen.
I got a headache. I can't.
I was there that day.
Weird
and that's
arguments.
A day.
Just, can you just for one fucking podcast, just see yourself as others see you, have a little self-awareness, just, you know, when you say something fucking dumb, admit to it, oh, okay, I'm an idiot. You know, instead of arguing back and forth, why, oh, I was kidding. No, you weren't.
Yes.
You fucking manipulative little piece of shit.
Let me tell you something.
You didn't even know what I was talking about.
Yes, I do. I remember now.
Yeah, now you remember. But when you supposedly said you were joking, you didn't.
Okay.
Okay, so admit it.
Quick getting so worked up.
No, I'm getting worked up because this is every fucking conversation with you. Is like you're sailing along in a conversation, and then suddenly you say the fucking stupidest thing or whatever, and then you act like you didn't say it. Then when I call you out on it, you'll fight for 2 hours about a lie. Defending a fucking lie.
Can I explain something to you?
It's aggravating.
All right, can I explain something to you? You can't have an argument without two people. So don't say we have arguments.
Look, if you're going to fucking repeat AA bullshit, then
no, that's not AA.
And
that has nothing to do with AA. That's not AA.
Oh, every single dumb thing you say is from AA.
No, it is. And don't say AA. Don't break my anonymity.
I'm not breaking anybody's anonymity. I'm allowed to use the letters A and A anytime, any way I fucking want to.
Don't use me. And
I didn't say you're fucking doing anything with AA. I'm just saying.
What?
All right. How's this? Oh, is it any better? Oh, is that a saying from Friend of Bill's? Ooh, nobody knows. Nobody knows. Ooh, as we say, going to the meetings. Nobody knows. It's the same fucking shit. Everybody knows. I don't know what the fuck. You know?
No, they don't. Everybody doesn't know a Friend of Bill's. Everybody's in.
Yesterday you said on the fucking you and Jim Fakeola, whatever the fucking
Labriola
name he has, is.
Why would you call him fake? Really,
fake Italian.
He's not Italian.
Fake gangster.
He was black.
You know, you and him were talking about like, oh, is he Friend of Bill's? Like,
oh, really?
Oh, who? What the hell? Who is Bill?
Hold on, here comes the voice again.
Ooh, what is that, Bill? I don't.
Oh, really?
Have any idea.
So you're now attacking a whole organization?
A cult? Yeah, I'm attacking.
It's a cult? A whole organization that has saved thousands and thousands of lives.
Oh, well, if it's so good and saves thousands and thousands of lives, why is no one allowed to talk about it?
No, they are allowed to talk about it, but they don't promote it because here's the thing.
Nobody's promoting anything. I'm fucking putting down AA. I'm not promoting it.
Oh, you're trying to...
If you're trashing it, then you're allowed to say it?
No,
okay.
You know, just don't bring it up in conversation. Unless you're probably saying it privately.
Those dumb fucking, I'm sick and tired. Who said that? Oh, that Friend of Bill's. Well, that Friend of Bill's sure has a fucking lot of dumb sayings.
No, he doesn't. He has some good
one
sayings.
One day at a time.
What's wrong with that?
Friend of Bill's. Loved saying that.
Why don't you let go and let God? I could give you a million of them. EC does.
I know, because friend of Bill fucking.
Yeah, right. If it's not broken, don't fix it.
You know what? I think some of these fucking sayings have been around before.
Oh, you think they were taken? They were
Ashcroft
stolen.
Ashcroft and Ashcroft. I'm allowed to say. Don't say Ashcroft and Ashcroft.
What's that?
You're breaking anonymity.
Who's Ashcroft and Ashcroft?
Oh, maybe you may know them as A and A.
Who are they? What is it? Clothing?
I just made up a fucking AA name.
Oh.
So I didn't say AA, you dumb motherfucker. I'm done with this podcast. I can't do it. I just can't.
You think you're the smartest person on the planet, don't you?
I don't. But when you're next, when anyone who's sitting next to you is going to feel a lot brighter than they normally feel.
Oh, I don't think so.
No, I don't know about that.
I don't think so.
Well, let me tell you what friend Bill says. You're never as smart as you think. You're smarter than the Bill and the smarter man. That's a saying from Bill loves to say that.
First of all, why, you know.
I got a big book of Bill. Do you got the big book of Bill? Oh.
I bet you know a lot of people that would benefit. Huh? Some people in your life that have taken advantage of you and
I'm always carrying the message.
People that
always carrying the message.
You're right. You're right. Save lives. Help people.
Who cares? I don't fucking give a shit. I'm sure they do. My problem is, don't give me that look.
Yeah, you don't give a shit about that. Give a shit about transgenders and
transgenders.
That. Yeah.
Listen.
Don't act like you're Mrs. I'm
you're holding something so precious that doesn't need to be held that.
No, you don't make the rules. How do you know that? You don't make the rules. You don't know. You don't make the rules. You don't know the rules. You don't know. You don't make the rules.
I'm
you
saying
don't know.
If you follow your fucking dumb whatever B&Bs and C&Cs, follow them as much as you want. That's
what's a B&B and C&C?
What is it? It's a friend of Bill's. It's you know, do whatever you got to do, but don't try to make me follow your dumb rules. I'm not in the cult.
I'm not trying to make you follow.
You just said
no, and it's not a. Oh, it's a cult.
You just said don't say AA. I'm allowed to say AA.
Not using me. Not putting me in a reference with it. Use it however you want. Use it however you want. You're a public person that's not involved, but don't say. You're AA like me. Like, you're breaking my anonymity. You're saying to people.
You say to fucking people all the time, I got 30 years sober.
But I don't say fucking. Do I say I go to AA, or do I say I have 30 years sober? What do I say?
Well, from this conversation.
Yeah, because you broke my anonymity.
Oh yeah, nobody knew. When you're talking about going to the meetings, I think people thought you were, yeah.
I never said going to a meeting.
He's learning how to be a CPA. Well, that's a meeting.
I never said going to meetings. I say I have 30 years, going on 30 years sober, 29 now, because I only have today. You know, who needs tomorrow?
Oh, Bill. Okay. Remember when you came up with that one? That little
If I
gym?
Have 1 foot in yesterday and 1 foot in tomorrow.
I'm sitting in a grave.
No, that's not it, dummy.
Oh, if my I have one, ass is cold as hell.
Nope. If I have 1 foot in yesterday, 1 in tomorrow, I'm pissing on today.
Oh, God.
Have you never heard that one?
No, but I mean, it's like.
Have you ever heard that one?
It's like, you know what Bill tells me? That he hired some writers who'd stopped drinking, and that's why those sayings are so dumb. Because when they're drinking, they're so much better writers.
All right, you know, you tell that to the three little kids who are sitting at home, and their father comes in drunk and yelling and beating their mom and screaming at them, and they're crying. And you tell those kids that there's no help for their dad. Or the mom that leaves the kids. Or the mom that leaves.
No, I never one time said that AA didn't work or wasn't helpful or anything. All I'm saying to you is don't fucking preach to me your dumb sayings.
I didn't preach a dumb saying. I was saying.
And don't tell me that I can't say AA, which you did.
No, I said don't use me in a sentence.
I'm not
with
using
AA.
You.
You did earlier. Say you're sorry.
What? Rich is still drinking.
Rich is still drinking, everybody. So there, has that made it better?
No.
And your anonymity is still completely.
First of all, if I was getting high, I wouldn't be drinking.
So I'd go right to the hard stuff.
Yeah. Why don't you be real and say, "What drinking? Ugh. I don't even know why people have one beer. It makes no sense.
Why do they?
Who does it? You don't drink beer for taste. You drink Gatorade for taste. I never got it.
Okay, good. Well, guess what?
You drink to
get
drunk.
Nobody fucking understands who would fucking do crack cocaine.
Okay? Yeah, people that like to party. People that like to get high. But
yeah, people who want an excuse to suck cock. That's
no, that's just... You think every crack addict sucks cock? Enough already with your... You know, categorizing people and stereotyping them.
Categorizing people.
And stereotyping them. You just stereotype like every crack addict. You know, that's really disgusting of you. You know, if I started saying every transgender or every gay person or every Muslim who you always stick up for whatever.
I didn't stick up for Muslims.
Huh?
I've never stuck up for Muslims. I'm with Trump on this one. You don't know that?
No.
Close up the fucking borders. Send them out. And let's get rid of the Mexicans and the Polacks.
The Polacks? The Polands?
I couldn't think what they're called. Let's also, get rid of the Chinese and the Canadians.
Bye.
Wait a second. That's where I draw the line.
You know, I think Trump, he means well. I think he means well. I think he just doesn't know how to put his point across. You know, you think if he wins, he'll become a dictator, you said?
I said he's going to change all the laws and he's going to become a dictator, of course. He's got his own money. He doesn't have people. Oh, he doesn't have to answer to anybody. That's what I like about him. No, that's what you're going to fucking hate about him. He's a fucking nut.
You don't think any president is a little bit of a...
But also, I don't like the way they keep comparing him to Hitler. You know, because...
Hitler had a game plan and an end game.
It's
right?
not no. that. It's that the Jews didn't do anything.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when you're making the comparisons that he's saying, like, the Muslims are ruining this country, the way that Hitler was like, the Jews are the problems for... everything. The Jews weren't blowing shit up in Germany. You know what I mean? The Muslims that are radicalized really are fucking shit up. Okay? They're a problem. That there is a fucking very distinct difference.
Yes. They always compare anybody to Hitler when they don't like him. The left does that more than the left always.
There was a newspaper that had his picture on it looking like with the Hitler
and fucking Jews that are,
which is so, wasn't he was just doing that. That was like, it's kind of irresponsible.
Well, the Jews that put up with that are irresponsible.
Well, why aren't Jews mad that they're saying like, hey, he's not like Hitler, because the Jews were totally innocent bystanders in that situation.
You know, and they used to compare Bush to Hitler and anybody they disagree with. And this is what the left, and I'm not saying the right is perfect, because the right does fucked up things. You know, they blow up fucking abortion clinics and they shoot people, you know, these right wing. But left wing people always go, they don't like you, they compare you to Hitler. That's their go-to guy. How come no one ever compares you to a Manson
because it's lazy.
You know, or a John Wayne Gacy. It's always Hitler. They always go to the fucking top of the line, fucking psycho. Crazy man, you know, never Genghis Khan or whatever his name was. Was it Genghis Khan?
Well, no one pronounced it like that.
How did they pronounce it?
Genghis Khan.
That's what I just said.
You were saying Genghis.
I said Genghis Khan.
Okay, whatever. Still
rewind it. Rewind it. Genghis Khan. That's what I said the first time.
That's wrong.
So you're against. See, that's why I said, like, you're very liberal from Canada, and a lot of Canadians are. I guess it's a liberal country, and...
It's not a liberal country.
A lot
it's
of
It's a socialist country.
A lot of... It's not completely socialist in Canada, is it?
Well, there's a fucking enormous amount of social programs. You know, you get your...
Yeah, but people...
Well, it's slowly changing. Don't worry. Yeah, we're always like, you know, there's going to be no healthcare there either soon.
Why?
But I don't know why, because it just always is the way it is. It becomes like America more and more and more and more.
No, I think they go away from America. They have enough money in Canada.
See what this Trudeau does.
Canada, he's very liberal. Canada has enough money that they don't have to worry about America. Canada has oil. You have oil, you have money. So, and Canada doesn't have the population of America. They don't have the crime like America. They don't have...
the guns.
I don't know.
Of America.
I don't know the statistics for that. I don't even know, you know, maybe...
Well, they have a lot more gun control than the U.S. does.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So...
It pisses off my dad.
Why? Your dad doesn't have guns. Rifles, probably, but he's a farmer.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't have a fucking handgun or... You know, he protects his farm. You know, that's how... You know, he's pissed off that the government wants to take his guns or... Even he doesn't even like the idea that you have to register your guns, but...
I'm going to go get shotguns. Not pistols, but every house should have shotguns. In case, you know... Invasion or zombie, whatever. Shotguns, you know, in a case, locked up. Boom.
Okay. I'm going to place a bat somewhere in the house. Where do you think a gun would go?
In a gun case.
Okay. I'm going to get a case. I'm going to put a bat in there. Okay. Then when you're sleeping, I'm going to hire someone to break in. Okay. Yeah. And if you can get the bat out before he bludgeons you to death.
Yeah.
You then I'll let you get a gun.
No. First of all, I'm not saying it's about if somebody breaks in the house.
Well, what's it about then? If you were given in 2 weeks' time. Hey, Rich, listen, I'm coming over in about four and a half hours.
What happens if riots start or race wars or... You know, whatever. Anything.
Then you just accept your fate and die.
No. Because
what are you going to do? You start shooting people?
You sit in your window if you have to protect your place. You never know. I'm not saying if somebody breaks. And you can hear somebody trying to break into your house. What if you hear somebody walking downstairs? Then you go to your gun case. All right. So I don't know.
Your gun case is downstairs.
No, it's under the bed.
No.
No, it wouldn't fit under the bed.
Why wouldn't it?
Because the way we have our platform, there's not that much room to put a gun case under there. Gun cases are big.
Oh.
You know, they're cases. It's like that beautiful...
So you'd have to pull it out, undo the lock, get it out, put the ammo in, and then go get the guy?
Wouldn't
you be better off just having a knife under your pillow?
No, because one time...
Stab him in the face.
I had a knife under my pillow. And I almost stabbed you, remember, by accident? Remember when I swung it towards you?
I don't remember that.
You don't? Long, long time ago.
Are you sure this wasn't Kelly?
No, it was you.
Why did you have a knife under your pillow?
I didn't have it between my mattress.
Why did you swing it at me?
I didn't swing it. I pulled it out. I go, you know, you were gone for the weekend. Whenever you leave for the weekend, I keep a knife.
Because I'm not there to defend you?
Yeah.
That's nice.
No, gun case. I think, yeah, just a rifle, shot. Not a rifle, shotgun. And someone even said this the other day. Every house, you have to have that. Who said it to me?
Oh, well, if just a stranger said it, then I guess they're right.
Whatever. That's a whole other case.
You know, you're allowed to get a gun. If you want to get a gun, get a gun. I'm probably not going to stick around.
Oh, if I had a gun,
the chances of me getting shot go up fucking like 10,000% if there's a gun in the house. The chances of your daughter getting shot go up if there's a gun in the house.
Not if there's a rifle, a shotgun, a handgun.
Look it up. Google it.
Shotguns. Handguns, yes. That people leave around. People.
And the chances of you getting shot if there's a gun in this house are going to go up about fucking 110%. I don't trust it.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see what your future brings.
You wouldn't even go. I got you for your birthday once a trip to the gun shooting range, and you wouldn't go.
That's not true. We never did that. You asked me.
Yeah, you said I'm not going.
That's not true. Because I'd go.
Are you out of your mind? I got it for you. We talked about it on the podcast. Go back and listen to the podcast. You said I'm not going. I don't want to go.
No. No way would I let you. Did you get your money back?
Yeah.
You did?
Yes.
No, they wouldn't give you your money back.
They did. It was just a fucking thing online.
Where was it?
Here in New Jersey. You didn't even have to get a permit or anything. You could just go down there and shoot guns.
Oh.
Why didn't you want to go?
There had to be a reason.
Yeah, you said you didn't like guns.
No.
Now you're like...
I never had. I only shot a gun once at a gun range one time in my whole life.
Well, then I beat you by about 40,000 times.
Really?
Yeah, because we fucking shot guns all the time when I was growing up.
Yeah, so then I'll let you handle it if somebody
shot
breaks in.
Cans.
I'll let you handle it if somebody comes in. Are you good?
I don't like guns. I didn't like them then. I don't like them now.
You don't have to like them to be good at something. You know, you don't
First
have to like
you
it.
Won't even go skiing because you're so scared you might die, but you're going to get a gun? Like, none of it makes sense.
Whoa. I'm not going to aim the gun at myself.
You might as well. You don't know what you're doing with it.
Oh, I don't know how to pick up a shotgun and go, ba-boom.
No, you don't. You shot a gun once.
Yeah. Well, if I bought a shotgun or something, I think I would go practice somewhere.
Where might you do that?
Where? At the shotgun practicing range.
Oh, at the shotgun. Oh, at the, you're going to go down to the I just bought a shotgun place, need to practice?
Yeah. But I think a shotgun, now I don't know, I think there's a lot of pull to it.
Guns are a little bit like walking in high heels. You have to learn to do it by the time you're 13 or you're never going to quite get it.
No.
Yeah, it's a thing that's like a...
I have a steady hand.
No. I guarantee you the minute you see that gun, you're going to piss yourself.
I'm going to piss myself?
Yes, because you're a little baby.
You're
a little baby about stuff.
Not that kind of stuff. You know, I know there's a little kickback when you
shoot a shotgun. Okay, for your next birthday or something, I'm gonna get you a hunting trip and see if you can go kill something.
I don't want to kill an animal.
Well, if you can't kill an animal, how are you going to kill a person?
Well, an animal's not coming at me. Animals aren't.
Oh, it might.
What do you mean it might? If I put myself in that position... I don't believe in hunting. I'm not going to go kill an animal, you know, unless I was starving. If it was man versus wild, whenever I play golf and I see rabbits around, I pretend in my head I'm man versus wild, and I pretend whether I can get them or not. And a lot of times, I figure out ways that I can get them. Do you ever do that? Pretend you're playing man versus wild? You ever do that? Like, I'm going to go get a backpack and put a whole survival kit in it. I was going to do that, a whole survival kit. I'm going to get a backpack.
What are you going to put in it?
I'm going to put cigarette lighters, a bunch of those. Then also, you know, waterproof matches or, you know, something. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put...
A gun?
No. I'm going to put clothing, flashlights, Swiss Army knife.
What about food or drinking water?
I'll put some water in there. Put some water in there. My tent and a sleeping bag. Attach it to the back. You know, some peanuts.
Just for yourself.
Some nuts.
Just make sure you're going to be taken care of.
Well, I was going to get three of them. One for me, you survival thing. I don't know where I would put three of them. But I am going to build three of them for all of us. So we have, in case we're on the run, boom.
What about your other two daughters?
Well, they're not going to be near me when this whole survival thing goes down.
When's it happening?
I don't know. I'm just saying, you don't think you, I would love, don't get me wrong, if I had money, once we become millionaires, get our own property.
What time is it? I gotta go.
I'm gonna do one of those fallout shelter places. You ever see those online? Mm-hmm. Those people that go fallout shelters? Mm-hmm. Huh? Do you like those?
No.
You don't like fallout shelters? Something happened when you were a kid? Did you guys have to?
I don't have that strong of a survival instinct. I was like, if shit's going down, like if I found out tomorrow I had cancer, I'd just like say goodbye to people and read magazines until it was over.
You don't have a survival.
I'm not going to fucking go around killing people to survive.
No, but if we...
And I wouldn't eat people to survive and I wouldn't...
Well, I wouldn't eat people.
I don't even like sometimes like in the winter when it's really cold and I have to walk like... I remember one time, like, in New York, having to walk across the street, and I was like, it was so cold, and I was like, I can't make it. Oh, you know.
Remember that guy on TV?
I almost gave up halfway across the street.
Remember that guy on TV that walked in the snow?
Yeah. Like, I'm not that person.
He had, like, was he barefoot almost? Or no, but his shoes were wet.
Yeah. And he was walking in the river.
To save his friend. Freezing. Freezing. Could you do that?
No.
For your kid, you could.
And then I saw one where this woman was trapped in the desert with her two kids, and she ended up like burying herself and her two kids in the sand to try to like preserve, you know, because they're getting so hot and stuff. I mean, I was just like, oh, Jesus, at that point, you know.
What happened?
Somehow she got saved at the last second.
Were her kids fine?
I mean, they were like, you know, minutes away from death. I don't know how long they were like, didn't know what was going on. And
I'll tell you, it's a good weight loss plan, those things. You ever see how much weight those people lose?
When they're in the desert?
Yeah, when they get lost for like fucking 13 days.
Yeah, I mean, they must have water.
They come out fucking ripped, though. You ever notice that?
I never noticed that. Remember those fat ones we saw that got like lost?
Yeah, one died.
Yeah.
Oh, that was sad.
They blamed it on his diabetes.
Yeah. Sad. If diabetes will get you one way.
I know, but the diabetes is just a code word for this guy was too fat to survive. His fishing boat fucking capsized. Then due to his diabetes.
Well, his leg, he couldn't walk that. I mean, it was, you know, it was big. And he's, you know, going trudging through, you know, the fucking woods and rivers and what.
But they kept saying, due to his diabetes.
That's why we need survival backpacks. When you get her a new backpack for Christmas, save the old one. I got to get waterproof ones. That's what I'm going to do. Flashlight, batteries.
Are we done?
No, we still have like 6 minutes, 7 minutes.
My stomach hurts.
From what?
You. I don't know. I just don't feel good today.
Yeah, the post office is what sent you.
I guess all these gifts I have to send to Canada. It's cost so fucking much money. It's like, this is why I hate Christmas. And not to be an asshole, but it's just like, you spend most of your time just running around getting junk for people.
Nobody uses it. I'm like, not going to lie. You guys got me something cool last year and we found it in the basement. I never used it once. And it's so cool. That fucking ice scraper, that's a mitten. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That was one of your gifts that you didn't use.
I know. I just said that. You guys got me something that's so cool, but I haven't used them.
No, so one of them. The other one you didn't use either.
Oh, yes, I did. The record player?
Yeah, you've never used it. No, you never went and got a record.
And I like it. I do like that. That's one of my favorite gifts. I just like the whole idea of a record player. Okay.
Well, you better use it before the zombie apocalypse.
You know, I'm not a big Christmas person. So far, I've only bought two presents.
Yeah, I just don't even think we should give you and I should just stop giving each other presents.
No, you and Raina and my kids are the only ones I want to give presents to.
Well, I got your kids presents.
I know, and I'm
for you. And I got your sister, and I got your dad. Do we have to get your mom something?
No. You hate it, but you love getting presents for people.
No, I just like checking it off because I know I have to do it. And with my family, I have to send it so early.
Your family.
You know, and it's like, it's hundreds of dollars. I spent
$100
already to send presents and I haven't even sent half of it yet. It's like so dumb. It's just like junk that I have to get them. Like,
yeah, they
fucking junk.
You guys don't use half the stuff each other. You guys send each other. So much.
So much re-gifting, too. I almost re-gifted something they gave me last year. Back to them. Just fucking you know who's making out? The post office.
Did my sister give us a book once that was already read? Because there was some, you could tell that was like, she gave you a book once, a cookbook or something.
Who?
My sister.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
But I do know that my sister Audrey last year gave me books that she'd just taken off her bookshelf.
No.
Yeah, I guess she was still mad at me. She still wasn't talking to me. She texted me a couple times this year, so maybe
that's
I'll
good.
Get a little.
You guys have, you worked it out. You're working it out. That's what I like to see.
I'm not mad at her.
Huh? You're not mad at her.
I've let go of any anger towards my family.
Well, today you did that.
I did it today at lunch.
Not let go of any anger towards my family. I only have resentment for sending stupid gifts.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not a big fan. We got to set up the Christmas tree, right?
When have you ever done it?
I helped last year.
Did you?
Yes, I put stuff on. Yes. Ay ay ay. What is there anything I can't do right?
No. Accept it and admit it.
Admit what?
There's nothing you can do right.
How about the other night?
Stop it. Stop.
When I went to the supermarket and picked up food. How about that? I did that right.
I hate you so much.
Yeah, the whole Christmas tree.
I'm sorry. Anyhow. I'm just not feeling good today.
Why?
Because I don't sleep right. I'm up.
You. It's horrible, this house. It's too hot or too cold. You got your kid. You got Raina kicking you. She came in your room early last night, and I could hear you down here. Move over.
I know. I'm like,
quit kicking me.
Get over. I know. It's like because her elbows and stuff. They like it's like nails going in you. It's the worst.
Then yesterday morning, you let me know you were there, Suzanne. The friends we had.
What are you trying to say?
I got her up for school, and she's like, I want money.
But you didn't. I did.
Yesterday.
No, yesterday you didn't. Who took her out to the bus stop?
You did, but she was crying, I want mommy. Then today you got her up, and I went up there. I go, do you want mommy? She goes, no, I want daddy today. All right, let's go over this real quick, which I went over on radio last night, and I'd like to put it out there on our podcast. When we do our radio gig, we've been doing it for a while.
Can we just end doing this podcast? Nobody's listening to it anymore.
Are you crazy?
I can't even sit through this fucking conversation. I can't imagine anybody else.
This was a good one.
Why do you say that?
Because you were funny.
Tell me what's good about it. There's nothing good about it. It's boring. It's like if you're at a restaurant and you're like so bored, you're listening to some other fucking dumbass's conversation.
You do that all the time.
And then this is like, and I'd be irritated with them that this is all I got. This is what I hear. And then people are really going to fucking click on it and listen.
We talked about some stuff tonight.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did. We talked about terrorism and survival.
Who
and
cares? It's on TV and stuff. It's.
So
just,
what do you want to talk? What do you think would be interesting?
I don't. I just think like let's shut it down. Let's save face. It's embarrassing. I don't want to be just junk going out into the world.
We're not. We're
like the way that we're sending out our Christmas presents.
We're not. Do you think our radio show's good?
It can be fun when we have good guests and stuff. Yeah. But I just think like. This whole idea that you and I have some kind of chemistry is bullshit.
That's nice. You know how to make somebody feel good during the holiday season. I never said we had chemistry. I just said, well, you know,
I don't know. Like, think about if somebody you liked and respected listened. Wouldn't you be like, oh, God, it's so embarrassing.
Like
sometimes I go to meetings or whatever, and then the publicist for HarperCollins was like, yeah, listen to your podcast. I was like, please, God, don't listen to that. It's like so embarrassing.
Well, listen, if you think ours is embarrassing, then there's got to be 10 million that are worse than us. Like, I mean, think about.
I'm not saying no, but that's. A ridiculous notion, I think, to be like, well, there's always worse. Of course there's always worse.
No, I'm saying we're pretty good.
That shouldn't be your goal to just be like a little bit better than the worst.
No, I'm saying we're pretty fucking good.
Your goal should be to be fantastic.
We're pretty good.
And I don't put in the effort to be fantastic on this podcast. I'm always tired. I'm always doing it like, oh, I got to fucking get out of here and do it. It's like...
Whose fault is that? I'm wide awake.
No, it's because we do... The fucking radio show on Tuesday, then we do our podcast the next day. It's like I'm fucking podcasted out.
That's why I don't do a lot of them when I'm asked to do them.
I don't mind doing other people's. They're more fun.
But they're fucking just as bad.
I don't care about them.
Why you're putting yourself out there?
And I'm an interesting guest when I'm on as a guest. I could be an interesting guest.
All right, you'll be for next
but
week.
But on this podcast, I'm just the complaining.
Okay, next week. Next week when we do the
podcast.
Next week when we do the podcast, I'm going to bring you on as my guest. as the guest next week.
And I'm just saying, you and I have we've taken this pony as far as it can run.
That's not true.
Let's put it into the barn. No, give it a break.
That's not true. We have
wipe it down.
We have
shoes. I don't know all the.
We're almost close to 200 podcasts.
At 200, can we end it?
No.
Why? You're going to make me do this forever?
300. We end at 300. No, we'll end at 269.
Just don't touch me.
269. 269. I don't know. I just don't get what it is.
I don't know.
People
we're not
love
getting
it.
Anything out of it.
They're well, now not, we are.
They're, the people
Amazon.
Aren't getting anything now out
we're
gonna, of it.
Now, oh, the people are. The people are. We are very entertaining. I don't think you know that. That just us talking is like, it's like a great movie. Here's how we're going to get something out of it right now. Folks, if you're...
Dinner with Maury. What was that? Is that what it's called?
What was what?
Dinner with somebody. Wasn't it just conversations? There's a movie called 13 Conversations About One Thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I didn't see it. Amazon.com. Look, if you're going to buy stuff on Amazon for Christmas, go to riotcast.com/ My Wife Hates Me. Look. If money was coming in, then Bonnie would think, hey, this is worth it. We're getting
paid.
And
it's not. I don't do things for money. What
really?
Time is it? Because I got to go.
4:45.
I got to leave.
All right. I'm going to wrap this up. Bonnie, by order.
I'm sorry. As I end every podcast, I do so again with this. I'm sorry.
Sorry for what?
I'm sorry I couldn't have been better, that we couldn't have been more entertaining, that once again we failed. And I hope we don't have to do it next week, but we probably will.
Can you get your book, pre-order your book anywhere?
Amazon.com. But go to riotcast.com/ My Wife Hates Me and pre-order it through that link.
Yeah. Bonnie's book. You're better
Bonnie's
than
book.
Me.
You're better than me. What
great,
did you think of it?
Great read, folks. A great read. You can't put it down.
Or in Rich's case, you can't pick it up.
December 26th, I'll be at the Hollywood Casino in Charlestown, West Virginia. Hollywood Casino, December 26th, Charlestown, West Virginia. Anyhow, thank you for listening. And just don't drink. Go to meetings. Don't drink and go to meetings, so don't listen to Bonnie. Thank you. Bye.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at caskers.com.